Welcome. I'm Chris Wheel, an actor and filmmaker. Glad you could join me. And yeah, it's Wheel like the wagon. Let me say it right here at the beginning that this book you've chosen to read, and I'm glad you're reading, will not be one of those smarmy, pretentious, I'm sort of well-known, so you should read and love my book because of that kind of self-absorbed memoir. To again use an already overused cliche, life is a journey. And mine, like everybody's, has been fun, scary, rewarding, and heartbreaking, among many other things. I've learned lessons, been close to death, seriously, we'll get to that in a minute, laughed, loved, lost, gained, and through it all, I've tried to live as best as I could. I've tried to walk like a man, as this book's title suggests. The inspiration for the title is from a song, but probably not the tune that immediately comes to mind. Walk Like a Man was a 1963 hit by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, but it's also one of Springsteen's deep cuts from his Tunnel of Love album and one of my all-time favorite songs. In it, Bruce sings, "Well now, the years have gone, and I've grown from that seed you've sown. But I didn't think there'd be so many steps I'd have to learn on my own." That's what I'll do my best to lay out here. The steps I've taken, for better or for worse, to move forward in this world. The journey is still underway. I'm still walking. And by writing this book, I'll try to discover things about myself, and hopefully you can do the same. Together we'll examine our own lives and figure out how to step through life the best we know how. Deal? Okay, just for form's sake, I'll give you a quick bio so you can know who you're talking to. I was born in 1970 in Yakima, Washington, a town a couple of hours southeast of Seattle. I grew up playing a lot of sports, but discovered my love for acting my freshman year at Yakima Valley Community College, a school right in my hometown. I graduated from the University of Washington in 1993 with a degree in drama. Then, within months, I won a national talent search competition held by ABC Daytime. I moved to New York City and got an agent and a manager, lived there for 8 months, and hated it. Moved here to L.A., said I'd give myself a year to see what happened, and luckily within a few months, I started booking acting gigs. I got a couple of national commercial campaigns, then some guest star roles, then some series regulars, and 23 years later, here I am. On a personal note, I started dating a woman named Sarah in 2001, and we married in 2007. Not long after that, two major events happened. First, Sarah gave birth to our son, Christian, in November of 08. And right around that time, I noticed a weird ringing in my right ear. Long story short, late that December, my MRI results showed I had a brain tumor adjacent to the auditory nerve of that ear. The next October, I had full-fledged brain surgery, but I had some post-surgical complications. I was in intensive care for 8 days, and things looked pretty grim for a couple of weeks, but I made it through. The doctors were able to successfully remove the tumor, but I'm now completely deaf in my right ear, and I'd always have a bit of a balance problem. Best thing about having a brain tumor is that it didn't kill me. I mean, shoot. Even being anywhere in the same ballpark as death can give a guy a huge amount of new perspective. I kept moving forward, of course, much more carefully, and 6 months after my surgery, I'd recovered enough to be back at work. I started shooting a Hallmark Christmas movie 6 months to the day after my surgery date. Unfortunately, Sarah and I separated in 2011, and now I'm just trying to be a good father to Christian. A couple of years ago, I met a woman named Sharon, who has 2 kids herself. After dating for a while, Sharon and I bought a house in the Pacific Palisades this January and moved in together. And we're getting married in about 2 weeks. So that's a park bench bio for you. I'm not sure exactly where my journey will head next, but I know I'll keep walking. I'll keep moving forward as best as I can. I'm hoping my son will read this someday, and I want to express myself here with that in mind. And Christian, whenever and wherever you're reading this, I hope I'm doing okay thus far.